Inside Mac.
For Friday, November 3rd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Where there is one, now there's two. Cheap iPod shuffles, Macs help teach children in Africa, and Microsoft is trying everything. Product Red 4GB iPod Nano has just been upgraded, as Apple is adding an 8GB iPod model to the Product Red fundraising lineup. Available now on Apple's website is the 8GB iPod Nano Product Red Special Edition. It's selling for $249, and like the 4GB Product Red Nano, $10 of its proceeds goes to the AIDS Fund. The 8GB model is in response of outstanding demand, as Apple's VP of Worldwide iPod Product Marketing, Greg Joswiak, said. Customer response to the iPod Nano Product Red Special Edition has been off the charts. The Product Red campaign kicked off in the United States in October and was initiated by rock star Bono and philanthropist Bobby Shriver. It is a corporate charity movement where companies donate a portion of sales from designated products to support the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. The new 8GB model is available immediately online and will be in Apple retail stores by the weekend. Also being released today is the second-gen iPod Shuffle. The 1GB iPod holds about 240 songs and sells for $79. In addition, Apple has just released a version 1.0.1 software update for the second-gen iPod Shuffle. It seems to be only for Windows users, and it is available via iTunes 7.0.2. The new version includes certain bug fixes, but not much more. It doesn't appear to be an update for Mac users. Speaking of the iPod Shuffle, if you always wanted the first-gen Shuffle, now you can buy one extremely cheap, as Apple has lowered pricing on its refurbished iPod Shuffle players. The reconditioned first-gen iPod Shuffles are available in 512 megabytes and 1 GB capacity for $29 and $59. The refurbished Shuffles come standard with a one-year Apple warranty as well as free shipping. In addition, Apple is offering its Apple Care Protection Plan for $59 that will extend the 90-day complimentary support and one-year warranty to 2 years. We are all well aware of the growing popularity of Apple's Macintosh computers. It's no surprise to see students at a university campus carrying around a MacBook or even seeing coffee drinkers surfing the web on a MacBook Pro. But it is amazing to see the computers being used in a small village in Africa. Apple posted an amazing story about an East African Maasai village that uses Macs to teach children even though they don't have electricity. It's all a part of a wider effort to raise funds to help teach kids in Africa, as over 400 kids attend a school which runs night and day. The school was launched by retired technology executive Patrick O'Sullivan and a team of former Apple employees. He learned that most children in the Maasai would never attend school, so he helped the adults in the village to build classrooms equipped with Macs. The school is able to power the computers through the use of solar panels. He said when you look at the continent of Africa, it's no coincidence that there's never been a Steve Jobs or a Bill Gates. There are millions of them there, but they've never got the opportunity to learn. If you'd like to read the entire story, visit apple.com. In hopes of encouraging iTunes users to switch to Microsoft's music store, Microsoft has turned to indie music fans. In just a few weeks, Zoom will arrive on store shelves, and in a last-ditch effort, the company is hoping to lure the large indie following prior to that date. Microsoft recently visited a few well-known individuals from the indie music scene to test drive its forthcoming Zoom player, but noticed that responses from indie bloggers fell short of Microsoft's expectations. One blogger who was invited to Microsoft's preview of the Zoom player said it's not really anything that impressive. He feels that they won't do well at all in the demographic that cares about indie music because Apple is already well established in the indie music community. But Microsoft isn't giving up yet as it hopes to break Apple's dominance by appealing to key web reviewers like Lyle and by sponsoring indie band tours. Coming up, Fast Mac says, just say no to crack when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
A Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's some more interesting facts about Microsoft. The company is planning to shut down the MSN Music Store and will soon direct music fans to either the Zune Marketplace or to Real Network's Rhapsody websites. MSN Music claims that those who have already purchased songs in the WMA format will still be able to use their songs. But as Jupiter research analyst Michael Gutenberg put it, while it's not like there's a lot of folks that actually bought music from the MSN Music Store, it would seem those folks are in a bind. If they start buying from Zune, they'll need to get a new Zune device, and their existing music won't go with them. But if they go to Rhapsody, new stuff they purchase likely won't work on devices they currently own either. Gutenberg was surprised to hear that Microsoft hasn't even tried to offer its few WMA Music customers a chance to replace their files in a compatible format. He said, "I wonder how many of these folks will end up going neither to Real or Zune, and in the end, just buy an iPod." And if you live outside the U.S., you're in even more of a bind. As Microsoft has announced, the Zune will only launch in the U.S., not in the U.K. for the time being. Microsoft's U.K. Managing Director Gordon Fraser said, "At this stage, we have no firm plans to launch anywhere else globally." As Apple released the new 8-gig product Red Nano, the company MacMice decided to join in, as it has announced two new products to benefit the other Red program for assisting orphans in Africa. A note on their website said, "The Danger Mouse Red is our contribution to the other Red program, and for every one of these crimson-colored beauties we sell, MacMice will donate $3 to the Peace Village School and Orphanage in Kenya, Africa." The Danger Mouse Red includes the same 1600 DPI laser mechanism, time-proven shape, and MicroScroll scroll wheel encoder as the white and black versions. The newest version adds the bright red outer shell and has lowered its price from $129.99 to $99.99. If you'd like to read more about the Other Red program, visit otherred.com. Extreme Mac has announced its next generation line of FM transmitters for the iPod called AirPlay Boost. It features an external antenna designed to significantly increase signal strength for transmitting music from the iPod to an FM stereo. The product line includes models to fit the iPod with video and the 2-gig iPod Nano. AirPlay Boost is now available for pre-order via the Extreme Mac website and will begin shipping to internet customers on November 20th for $69.95 US. And lastly today, for those of you who just can't ignore it anymore, it is so in your face that you can no longer deny that you need help. FastMac has the answer. Face it, your iPod is cracked, but you don't have to hide it anymore, as a new rehab program has just been announced that promises to make your old iPod new again. FastMac's Just Say No to Crack iPod Rehab program features same-day LCD replacements for video iPods and Nanos. The new program offers repair and replacement of scratched or cracked iPod LCD screens, either as a do-it-yourself kit with tools and instructional videos, or the same-day mail order service provided by FastMac directly. FastMac uses only Apple original parts to guarantee quality as well as fit and compatibility. FastMac's iPod LCD rehab program is available now for the iPod 5th generation with video and the iPod Nano. It'll cost you $39.95 US and carries a 1-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.